You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well, just getting over the same lurgies as everyone else.
It just seems like a cold has taken everybody out in the last week. Nice change from the COVID that has been, really, the last regular 3 years of conversation. Yeah. It's a regular old cold. What are you reading? What are we talking about today?
A fantastic little novel called Bibliolepsy by Gina Apostol.
I also tripped on the title this morning. Bibliolepsy.
It is actually probably one of my faves I've read this year. It's very much in the genre of books that I love, which is like absurdist fiction, satire, and it's actually a reprint. So I think the book came out in like maybe 87, 89, and it was Gina Apostol's debut novel. She's like one of the most famous writers to come out of the Philippines. And I think it's a really brave little book to have put out at the end of the Ferdinand Marcos era of dictatorship, which is sort of where the book actually begins, right? True. At the end of that. So it follows a young girl named Primi. Her and her family are going to visit her grandmother, and on the ship ride, her parents go missing, assumed dead. So Primi becomes obsessed with like novels and story and word, like really obsessed to the point where like in her entire adulthood, she's like only looking to hook up with like booksellers, writers, poets. It's a really sexy book and a really funny book, and it reminds me in some ways a lot of like another one of my favorites, by Tove Ditlevsen, the Copenhagen trilogy, where it's a book that's like occurring in an era of like immense political change, the revolution at the end of this dictatorship, but it acts as entirely as like a backdrop to like this teenage girl's like lust and desire and romance. It's so good and so clever. Like, there's a lot of psychoanalysis in this book, which I think could maybe be something that puts people off, but I think it's like really imbued into the book really cleverly, because so much of the book happens in Primi's own head, because she's like, 90% of the time she's reading while like revolution's happening outside.
Oh, I love the sound of this. And it also sounds like a book, just like you were saying, that, you know, this is a reprint. It feels like it reads quite fresh though. Is that what I'm getting?
So fresh. Like, to the point where I would say it's probably like more radically feminist than a lot of other fiction I've read of the past 10 years. Wow. Like, the female gaze is like fully centered in here, and like she sort of goes through the disappointments of her sex life as not matching up to this like wild, like passionate, romantic love that she has for reading. So bibliolepsy is kind of like a word that she comes up with that's meant to like represent that feeling. And there's lots of really clever playfulness with language in here. Like, she uses like clitoral as like an adjective a lot in the book.
As we all do.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've like never seen that before. Her first like introduction to reading is when she's like, I think like 5 years old, and someone hands her like the Book of Kama Sutra, and she's like, what's a fellatio? but yeah, it's really clever and really surprising, and lots of fun. And yeah, I think like there's I think in like books where you kind of it's like a book that I think has a Sopranos take on psychoanalysis, like, you know, obviously like everything does come from our parents, but she's really like good at also pointing to like the silliness of like these Freudian ideals.
Yes, and totally.
Yeah, it's a fantastic
I appreciate books. A point to that silliness.
Yeah.
One thing I really enjoy about Gina Apostol is that she always writes politics.
Yeah.
And she always does it in a way that feels so unlike anybody else's writing. That's something that you know, there's a lot of writers who can do that, but her voice is so singular and so defined, and kind of what you were saying there as well. Like, she's still running rings around people who have been, you know, perhaps building on the back of work from her and her peers.
100%. Like, so many of, like, the takes that she very bold. I mean, Premi's like 15 in this novel, and like so many of her fascinations are like really explicit, but also like weirdly kind of naive and pure. And I think that's like a subject matter that even today people would feel really nervous about touching. But she does it in a way that's, yeah, so clever, so funny.
Awesome. So this is, who's republished this? Who's it out on?
I think it's Alfred Knopf. Soho Press, actually.
Oh, nice.
American publisher, yeah.
Nice. Remind us of the name and the author, Suri.
The book is Bibliolepsy by Gina Possel, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores now.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.